今天的正道经文取自哥林多前书四章一到二十一节。人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘室的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来。他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记载，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？你们已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不用我们，自己就做王了。我愿你们果真做王，叫我们也得与你们一同做王。我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦，亲手做工。被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受；被人毁谤，我们就善劝。直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。我写这话，不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。所以我求你们效法我。因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。有些人自高自大，以为我不到你们那里去。然而主若许我，我必快到你们那里去，并且我所要知道的不是那些自高自大之人的言语，乃是他们的全能。因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。你们愿意怎么样呢？是愿意我带着刑杖到你们那里去呢？还是要我存着慈爱温柔的心呢？读经到此。
在这五堂的时候，我们是从哥林多前书第一章到四章来看委身基督。
From the previous five sessions, we are looking from the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书它本身是保罗处理哥林多教会的那个问题，所以他在这第一到四章的时候，其实他是针对在教会里面的那个纷争、那个分裂。
In the first part of 1 Corinthians, Paul is dealing with the problems of the Corinthian church, namely the formation of cliques and division in the church.
可是这种的纷争的分裂的时候，背后有受到那个时代的智慧的影响，他们 也包括他们如何看他们那个所跟随的那个领袖。
So the divisions were actually influenced by the cultural background and influenced how they view their leaders.
我就从这四章的时候来看一个看一个课题，就是我们叫华文部的那个主题，委身基督，跃进生命，还有传扬福音的第一个主题。
So from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going to look at the theme for our ME service for this year, which is faithful in Christ, fervent to serve, proclaim the gospel.
最后一堂的时候，既然是第五堂，我就重温之前的那个四堂的信息，从那个委身基督来看。
So for the fifth session, I will summarize it all, and namely to look from this theme of being committed to Christ.
然后再加上在今天早上所读的的经文。
And in addition to the passage that we have read.
当我们看那个圣经的时候，委身，我们常说我们基督徒我们要委身基督，委身一生。
Very often we hear that Christians we have to be committed to Christ.
可是，在圣经里面，其实你很在中文字你找不到这个委身的这个翻译。
But the actual term or the translation of it is not found in Chinese.
即使在英文圣经的时候，它本身讲的 commit。那个 commit 本身也不是讲说 commitment 的 那种含义。
Even in the English Bible, it is really hard to find this word.
所以在那个Cambridge Dictionary 的时候，它的 commitment 本身有这样说，这个 commitment 委身本身是一个意愿，把你的时间和精力用在你本身所相信的事上。
So in the definition in the Cambridge Dictionary, it actually says a willingness to give your time and energy in something you believe in.
所以委身本身它牵涉到的是我们的时间和精力，我们讲花时间。
So commitment takes into account our willingness to spend time and energy.
委身也是很像牵涉到你本身你所相信的，它可能是你的信念之一。
Is also in regard to something you believe in strongly.
然后第二个解释，他说是一个允许，或者是一个励志，或者是一个自己本身的一个很一个决定来做一件事情。
And the second definition is a promise or a firm decision to actually do something.
所以当你本身你做那件事情的时候，它是需要花出你的时间，你一定要做，然后会花你的时间的。
So this is a matter that will take up your time and energy definitely.
所以我本身就用委身来说什么呢？他说委身显示你愿意花时间和精力的那个优先。
So commitment actually reveals your willingness to spend time and energy that this thing is a priority.
在委身里面的时候，我们可以看到说，我们愿意花那个时间和精力，也可能很多的时间我们愿意这样付出，原因是因为我们有优先。
And the reason why we are willing to spend so much time, so much energy that it's because something which is significant, important, and of first priority.
在圣经里面，罗马书第十二章一节的时候，他这样说：所以弟兄们，我们凭着神的仁慈劝你们，要把身体献上，做圣洁而蒙神喜悦的活祭，这是你们理所当然的侍奉。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
委身这个字没有出现在这节的经文里面。
The word commitment or being faithful never comes up at all.
可是我们可以在这节经文里面感受到说，神要求我们委身。
But we can feel the meaning and see it here.
他要求我们委身呢，他说要将身体献上。
Because it says to sacrifice, present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
表示这身体代表是我们的全人。
So this body is our entire being.
他讲说要成为活祭，活祭通常是把整个都把它献上的。
And to become a living sacrifice, which is the entire person.
保罗讲说我们本身要把我们的全人献上，原因这是理所当然的一个侍奉。
And Paul says that this is what is expected and reasonable.
原因是因为神拯救我们，所以我们把我们自己全人献上，委身于基督，是必然是合理的。
Because God has saved us, has redeemed us, and so this is absolutely reasonable for us to respond in kind in this way to God.
所以当我们讲说委身的时候，时间和精力和优先就出现了。
So when we talk about commitment, then time, energy, and priority comes to the front.
如果一个基督徒他不经常稳定的那个聚会敬拜。
If a Christian does not come to worship regularly.
这显示至少那个敬拜不是在他生命里面的时候 是一个他愿意委身的那个重点。
So this shows that at least worship is not a priority that he would spend his time on.
如果一个人基督徒本身在生活上的时候很少那个去读圣经学习神的话语。
If a Christian seldom read the Bible or learn about the truth from the scripture.
可能间接的也表示说他在属灵的生命的成长面这方面不是他的关注。
It may reveal that this issue is not of his priority.
如果一个人在参与侍奉的时候他是随随便便的。
When a person during his service to God, he does things as he wish.
那么表示说在这一环的那个侍奉里面的时候不是他委身的他愿意委身 的地方。
So this may reveal that this, in his service, this may not be something significant or he prioritizes.
我们常刚才所举的例子都是在委身在一些活动一些的聚会。
The examples we have given talks about some activities that we are serving in.
可是委身的背后最终的就是我们愿意做这一些愿意委身这一些原因是因为我愿意委身于神。是委身于神、哦、那个是最主要的。
Behind all these activities that we commit to is actually the commitment to God.
这个就是在保罗在罗马书第十二章一节告诉我们的
and,
委身于神。
And this is what Paul showed us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
然后第二点的时候我们来看的就是那个呼召本身是委身的那个起点。
And we can see that us being called is the beginning of our commitment.
我们人都盼望说我们自己决定我们委身的那个的地方。
As men, we want to have some control over where we commit ourselves.
可是当我们成为基督徒之后的时候，我们被救赎出来的时候，我们的生命的那个转捩点的那一个开始，就有一个呼召。
So as we are called to become Christians, that is a turning point that we are called.
我们的身份不一样，我们本身的那个呼召的时候，也成为我们人生的一个尾声的一个起点。
Our identity has changed right from that moment where we are called, and our commitment starts from then.
在之前的时候，我们谈到说，神对我们有三方面的呼召。
Before we have shared that God called us in three ways.
第一个呼召是神呼召我们分别出来做他的子民。
First is that we are called to be set apart as his citizens.
这个在旧约里面的时候，神拯救以色列人出埃及，他说我要你们做我的子民。
So in the Old Testament, as God rescued the Israelites, he called the Israelites his citizens.
所以当分别出来的时候，表示是一个身份，可是同时也表示说跟世界不一样。
So this is an identity that God has given, which is also set apart from the rest of the world.
保罗在第二点的时候，他谈到说那个呼召，我们呼召是我们要跟耶稣基督结合。
So the second call is the call to have fellowship with Christ.
这个结合本身不单是在理念上。是在世界的那个生命和个关系上。
This is not only staying in the mind or in the cognition, but something very practical.
然后第三呢，呼召本身也同时的时候，神呼召我们，也要我们托付我们回应他服事。
So as we are called, we are also entrusted with something that is very precious and expected to respond to that.
呼召本身是一个起点。
So being called is only the beginning.
可是呼召本身也是在一个过程中的时候，我们常常要抓住回顾的重点。
And in our process or experience or journey in Christ, this is also where we need to hold on to.
呼召也本身是到我们人生在最终的时候，我们的那个目标。
And this is also our final goal as we hold on to our calling.
在最近的时候有跟其他的牧者来分享。
I was sharing with the other pastors.
然后在分享里面的时候，其中有一个就分享他在服事上许多的很多的那个服事。
And one of them actually shared about the many.
然后在那些服事里面的时候，有一些的时候其实是需要花很多时间的。
The many things or commitment that the pastor was called to do.
所以当他本身愿意花那个时间的时候，原因是因为。我想这是神对我的那个呼召。
And the reason why he's able to spend his time and energy on it is that he thinks this is what God has called him to do.
当你清楚这是神本身的呼召的时候，即使你做，你忙，你付出，或者是你累， 你很清楚这是呼召，你愿意回应。
If you are sure that this is a calling from God, even if you spend time, even if you are tired and all your energy is drained, you would be willing to respond.
有时候我们在那个神在我们人生阶段某个阶段的时候，托付我们担任某一些的职分。
God in certain phases of our lives may entrust us to certain work or certain things to do.
我回顾我信主到现在的时候，总共应该是侍奉了在38年。
As I recall my journey, I recall that I've served for 38 years.
在38年的日子里面的时候，其实在不同的那个岗位侍奉。
And these 38 years have brought me through different roles.
在那个侍奉里面的时候，你会发现有时你的付出，你本身的期盼，其实那个回应可能是会令你失望的。
And in many of these roles, even as I serve, some of the things or response that you experience may be quite disappointing.
你会本身会感受到在服事上的那种的挫折。
And you may have feelings of failure or falling down.
可是能让我们继续在这种的挫折和失败的那一种的感受里面的时候继续的是我们认清呼召。
So what keeps us going on is the recognition that we are called, even among all our failures, that we are called.
然后第三点的时候，在我们之前的时候也谈到一个很重要的一个重点，就是以耶稣基督为建造的那个根基。
And the third point is that that we actually build on the foundation of Christ.
那时候我们谈到说主那个保罗他在服事上的时候，他很清楚。神给他一个托付，就是立好那个根基，就是耶稣基督的根基。
And in Paul's service, he was very clear that God has given him a foundation.
然后这个根基呢，是耶稣基督的那个救赎的根基，原因是因为别人在上面建造，在这根基上建造。
Which is the salvation that is given by Jesus Christ, and he builds upon it.
在那个信息里面的时候，我曾用了这样的一个图作比例。
And in that message I shared using this diagram.
在我们基督徒的那个服事里面的时候，我们常常要抓住，或者是认为我们自己的服事是建基在耶稣基督的的根基上。
In many of our service, we need to know that what we build, what we do is upon Christ's foundation.
可是，在哥林多教会当时的时候，有另外的根基，他们愿意在上面建立的，就是。其他的那种的救赎的那种的智慧。
But in the days of the Corinthian church, what they think and mistakenly want to build upon is the wisdom of the world of those days.
所以当我们这样看的时候，你发现如果本身是以耶稣基督为那个根基的，那么朝着的方向本身就按着神的心意来建造。
So if we build upon Christ who is the foundation, then we will go along the journey that God has planned.
可是如果本身是以智慧时代的智慧作为根基的时候，它本身所建造出来的是不一样的。
But if we build upon it on worldly wisdom, then the building will look very different.
在教会里面的时候，有两批的人以不同的根基来建造，我们可以想象那个结果是怎样。
If in a church there are two groups of people building on different kinds of foundation, we will know the result.
然后呢，我们的理念是盼望说，我们大家都是以耶稣基督为根基。
Our ideal is that everyone actually builds on the same foundation.
可是我们的材料有可能是世界的智慧所造出来的那个最终的。那个建筑不是按着神的心意的。
But even if the foundation is the same, the materials that we build with can be different if we use worldly materials.
我们常说，我们盼望我们所建造的是建基在耶稣基督的身上。
We often say that we hope we build upon the foundation of Christ.
可是我们怎样知道那个我们所建造的是在耶稣基督的身上？
But how do we know this practically?
原因是因为我们即使我们是比如在这个图里面，我们认为自己是建造在耶稣基督的身上，有可能实际的建造出来的不是这样。
Even if we consider ourselves building upon Christ's foundation, what may result may be different.
就想体会的一点是。
What I want to share and I've experienced is this.
以耶稣基督本身建造为基础的，他所关注的、所带出来的那个本身是那个 value。
So If we build upon Christ's foundation, what we value, what we feel is priorities are actually values.
什么是我们的优先？
So what is significant and what is most important?
我们本身所建造的那个重心是什么？
What is the central thing that is in this building?
所以如果我们说我们的那个是以耶稣基督为那个根基的时候，很自然的说，我们要建造的是他的价值，是他的那个使命，是他的那个的优先。
So if we say or claim that we build upon Christ's foundation, then the things we do must have the same values, the same important as what Christ would have chosen when he's around.
如果我们说这是我们的中心，这是我们要抓住的，可是事实上我们所做的不一样，那么事实上他耶稣基督不是基础，不是根基。
So if we claim to be working on the foundation, but yet our values, our actions and deeds show that this is not what Christ would have wanted, then this is the opposite.
这个图在那个教会的建造上，我们可以从这样来看。
So this diagram actually illustrates from the building.
我们也可以用这个图来看我们自己家庭的那个建造。
We can also use this diagram to think about our home.
在我们的家庭的建造里面的时候，我们都盼望说我们的家庭的建造是按着神的心意，根基在耶稣基督。
As we build our home, we all of us hope that we are building on the foundation of Christ.
可是如果我们是按神的那个耶稣基督为根基的话，那么应该我们的价值、我们的中心、我们盼望建立起来的那个是那个耶稣基督的那个价值。
So if we truly wish that, then the things that are important in building up the family will be the values.
可是如果我们时间、我们的精力都花在不一样的事上，那么表示说这个只是头脑上的一个理念吧。
But if our actions in the families, our goals and our priorities are on the world, on very different things, then we know that this is only an ideal.
再把这个图运用在我们个人的生命里面。
In if we look at our own lives,
如果我们说我们的根基是耶稣基督。
If we claim that our foundation is Christ,
可是在实际上的那种生活和付出的时候，很多时间是其实是没有按照没有在神的心意上，其实我们本身其实是按照我们自己的方法和理念建立我们自己的生命罢了。
If we claim that in our own lives we build upon Christ's foundation, but we spend our energy and time and money and resources on things of the world, then we know that we think and act very differently.
最终的那个情况呢，那个根基即使是耶稣基督，我们也仅仅的经过那一天的时候仅仅得救而已。
So even if we build upon Christ's foundation with the world values, we may only end up just being saved.
所以当我们从这里这样看的时候，基督徒本身是持续在一个张力中。
So we see from here that Christians continually live between the tension.
神呼召我们，可是我们世界的那一种的生活那种方式的时候，其实我们是处在一个张力。
So the tension of our call from God and living like the world.
世界看十字架的智慧是愚拙的。
The world sees the wisdom of the cross as foolishness.
是软弱的。
As weakness.
是不值得或者是不成功的。
As not being worthy or unsuccessful.
它其实很直接的影响我们做基督徒的。我们在世上的时候，到底我们要讲生活。
And this affects us directly on how we should live our life on this.
如果再加上在我们生命里面的时候，我们是属于那个属肉体的状况，那么我们的张力。挣扎就更强了。
If in addition to this, we are living more of the life of a natural person, this tension is even stronger.
保罗在第三章里面的时候提醒说，有另外一种的那一种的情形产生了在教会里面的混乱，那种的分裂。
Paul was sharing about in chapter 3 why things are so difficult in church then.
他们是按照那个属肉体的那种情形来看待他们自己的人生。
Because Christians in church in those days think of their lives as just as of the world.
他们常年满足于那些肤浅 表面的那一种的真理。
They are easily satisfied with very superficial knowledge or truths.
可是在事实上，在重要的那个抉择、那种生活里面的时候，他们是按着肉体、按着世界时代的那个智慧来做事情。
But in important decisions on their life, they actually make decisions based on the values of the world.
所以当我们看从这个角度来看的时候，我们可以了解为什么在当时哥林多教会充满着问题，虽然他们。很有恩赐。
So if you look from this perspective, we maybe can understand why the Corinthian church, although full of talents and gifts, are struggling.
如果在我们的家庭里面，我们不是以耶稣基督神的话语来建造的话，那么我们的情形有可能也一样。虽然是基督徒，可是家纷乱那个纷争或者是混乱。
So it's the same in our families. Even though this is a Christian family, if we live our lives and our values are of the world, then the family would be very confused.
我们在成为基督徒，我们在职场上、在工作上的时候，我们感觉常常有挣扎，因为我们觉得做基督徒不容易。可是那个我们就是变成一个一个没有生命力的一个基督徒。
The same thing in our careers or in our work, if we are struggling between living according to the values of the world, then we will find things difficult.
保罗在第二章的时候，他告诉我们说，我们在委身基督的时候，其实我们要成为一个属灵人。
Paul reminds us in chapter 2, he reminds us that we need to be spiritually discerned.
他说属灵人才能明白那个属灵的事情，神的事情。
Because only those who are spiritually discerned can have the mind of Christ.
是因着圣灵内住在我们生命里面的时候，有圣灵的那个帮助，我们能了解去看属灵的事情。
Because with the Holy Spirit within us, we have a teacher and guidance on how to make decisions.
在经文里面属灵人的时候，他本身的一个状况是什么呢？他说 ：“We have the minds of Christ。”
So this is what is happening in a spiritual person. They have the mind of Christ.
就是他从那个按照神的心意，心灵本身得以更新，按照神的心意的时候来去看待事情。
So the person can actually look at things from God's perspective and understand from that perspective.
如果我们愿意在那个生命里面成为属灵人，这里有三方面我们可能需要注意的。
If we are willing to become spiritual man, then there are three areas that we can take a look at.
我们知道是第一，这是圣灵自己的工作。
We know that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵的那个内住，也包括圣灵在我们日常生活里面的时候的作为，所以改变、成长、更新是圣灵所带来的。
So when the Holy Spirit is within us, we know that He will renew and change us in our daily lives.
然后第二的时候，在整个过程的时候，是跟耶稣基督、跟神有一个紧密的一个关系。
And in this, there's continual fellowship with Christ.
然后第三呢，是那个真理上的那个更新。
And third is the renewal of the truth.
属肉体的人的特征就是他们对那个真理的学习和那个吸收，其实是他们要求很肤浅。
So in a natural person, the thirst for truth, the seeking of the truth is very superficial.
主耶稣本身提醒我们。
Christ reminds us.
他说，那个基督徒本身不属于这世界。
That we do not belong to the world.
然后神要用真理使他们成圣。
And God wants to sanctify us with the truth.
所以能使到我们做基督徒，我们跟别那个世界不一样的，是透过真理使到我们成圣。
So what allows us or help us to be different from the world is actually the truth.
保罗在罗马书第十二章一节的时候也提醒我们说，我们本身要心意更新，不要模仿这个世代。
So in Romans chapter 12, we are also reminded by Paul not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed.
我喜欢这个图我曾经讲过，我再跟大家解释。
I like this diagram and I will explain it again.
在这个图里面的时候，这个第一个图代表说是我的人生。
So in the first diagram, myself is in the center.
在我的人生里面的时候，有很多的那个不同的环节。
And there are many areas in my life.
可能是我的娱乐、我的职场、我的那个金钱、那个我的父母。
For example, my leisure activities, work, my parents, how I spend money.
还没有信主之前的时候，我们都这些东西都这一切都是我们自己做主，我们自己决定。
Before we are believers, we come to Christ. Every decision is made by ourselves.
可是当我们成为基督徒的时候，当耶稣基督进到我们生命里面的时候，他就慢慢的拆毁 我们生命里面对这些事情的那个价值。
When Christ entered our lives, He actually breaks down all this and actually help us organize all this with His priority.
在生命里面的时候，似乎加了好一些因着相信耶稣基督的时候有的那一种的生活。比如敬拜或者团契或者是读经。
Because of Christ, there are elements in our lives that are added to that. For example, worship, fellowship.
这种产生的那一种的分裂、破坏、拆毁、介入，其实它是一个信主的过程，很自然必经历的那个过程。
So this breaking down of different segments is actually what we will experience as a Christian.
当我们学习真理的时候，我们开始了重新把这些分裂的那个环节开始重新组织起来。
As we learn more and more about the truth, we try to integrate all these different broken pieces back into our lives again.
然后在这种不同环节里面的时候，开始有了一个不同的那个价值观。
And the things that put all these segments together are different values.
可是很多时候的时候，在那个中心里面是我们自己决定哪一些地方我让主来管理。
But very often we still make the decision on where we want Christ to have priority.
有一些东西是我自己还是我放不下。
And there are certain things that we hold on tight and refuse to release or let go.
最终的那个成就是以耶稣基督为成为我们生命的主。
And the state that we are aiming for, the ideal state is the state where Christ is in control and the master.
这个过程是一生的那个过程啊。
And this process will take our whole lives.
然后怎样使到这个过程得以更新呢？其实是透过神本身的真理。
And how do we continue to renew ourselves as we progress along this journey? And this is actually dependent on God's truth.
如果一个基督徒在他生命里面的时候，他不看重学习神的话语，老实说，他的生命难以更新。
So a Christian who actually does not focus or prioritizes the scripture, we know that his life will not improve or progress.
因为是真理使他分别出来，让他成圣。
Because it's the truth which sets him apart, which sanctifies him.
是真理呢，使在重新的构成的，按照神的心意，按照神的脉来看事情。
Because it's with this truth, which is according to God's mind, that he will perceive the world and live his life.
因此保罗就告诉我们说，我们本身是要那个在真理上更新。
So Paul reminds us to be renewed in the truth.
然后第六点的时候，我们看委身基督，是我们在委身基督的人寻求神的田地，神的房屋。
So for the sixth point, we know that one who is committed to Christ seeks God's field and building.
在三章第九节的时候，保罗告诉说，信徒这间教会就是哥林多教会，你们是神的田地，神的房屋，由他交托给他来建造。
In verse 9, they are reminded, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
在教会的主题那个委身基督的第二个是其实是业尽生命。
So the second part of the theme is actually being fervent to serve.
当我们讨论业尽生命的时候，其实我们是盼望鼓励弟兄姐妹出来服事。
And this is in hope that more would step up to serve Christ.
当我们更多人愿意踏出来服事的时候，那么我们彼此的分工，彼此的配搭，然后同心的建立教会。
As more and more of us are willing to do this to step up, then we can be co-workers or partners with each other.
可是神给我们本身的田地和房屋不一样。
But God has given us very different things for our field and building.
在之前的时候有提到，有位弟兄，神给他的那个田地是写信给那些囚犯。
So we have shared earlier on that for a particular brother, the field that God has given him is in writing letters to prisoners.
那个田地和房屋其实不是单单只是在那个教会的那个圈子里面。
The field and the building may not be within your church.
在前两天的时候跟有另外的同工然后谈起，就讲到有一个基督教开始的一个工作。
As I was sharing with some other brothers and sisters, we've talked about some work.
一年365天，他们预备6000份的那个食物来免费的来分出去给需要的人。
And in this work, they were preparing 6,000 packets of food for this work.
然后他就分享，他那一天的时候就花了3-4个小时，就是在把那个赶工。
And the brother or sister was sharing that he spent many hours just to prepare the kampong.
从这里的时候，你也看到这个本身也是一个田地，一个房屋。某些的基督徒其实他是可以参与的。
And we can see that this is also God's field and building, and some Christians can participate in this work.
当一个人委身于基督，他的心向着神的时候，神会在他的生命里面，在他的人生阶段，给他不同的房屋和的田地。
As one is committed to Christ, God will give each of us different buildings and different fields in our lives.
我们在之前的时候，第七点我们也谈到说，委身基督那个基督基督者慎重自己的建造和服事。
And those who are committed to Christ need to be careful about your own building and growth.
因为至终的时候，我们可能以为我们自己付出很多，建立的是神所喜悦的，可能到最后的时候，这些都是被拆毁、被烧毁的。
We may consider what we are building upon, what we do is important in the church or in Christ, but in the end, find that we are building the wrong thing.
在我们生命里面的时候，如果我们觉得孩子以神的话语，让神的话语来让他在心灵上、生命里面来建造是很重要的。那么我们在在时间的分配努力上的时候，我们会刻意的去安排和计划。
If for our children we think that growing up with God's word, understanding God's word and its application is important, then our planning of their schedule and time may be different.
如果我们认为说在我们的那个择偶或者是婚姻和家庭里面，按着神的心意是很重要的，这样表示说在每一个环节里面的时候，每一个重要的抉择我们都会小心来去做。
In different phases like choosing a spouse, dating, marriage, we find that Christ is important in all this, then our priorities, our values will be different.
实际你如何用你的时间和你的精力和你怎样做决定反映了到底你委身基督的那个程度。
How you practically spend your time, make your decisions, will actually reveal whether you truly are committed to Christ.
今天就来到第四章哈。
So here in chapter 4.
第四章是我只谈一个重点。
And in this chapter, I'll just focus on one point.
在批评中忠于身份和坚守托付。
That even within criticism to be faithful to your identity.
保罗在那个在这章里面的时候然后带出了他面对那个论断的时候他的态度是什么。
Paul showed us how he faced criticism, his attitude.
在经文里面的时候我们可以看到说保罗他被那个哥林多教会信徒质疑他的使徒的身份和他的权柄。
So here we see that Paul is doubted here by the Corinthian Christians about his identity, his authority as an apostle.
如果我们是保罗，其实如果我们处在那个情形的时候，我们可能会很难过。
If we are Paul in that situation, we'll be disappointed and sad.
因为神给他成为使徒，给他权柄，然后打那个根基的时候，他服侍的教会却自己否定他的那一种的身份和权柄。
Because God has given Paul the authority and the identity to work among the different churches, but yet the people that has built up doubted him.
当然，在这里的时候，不是整个哥林多教会都是这样的。对抗他。
Of course, not every single one in church treats him that way.
可是最主要的那些有恩赐、有才华、有知识的那些分子比较是采取这样的态度。
But many of them with the talents, with the knowledge, important people in church actually take this attitude with him.
这些人他通常是在教会的领导层。
And this might be the leadership level in church.
然后第二点呢？我们在经文里面的时候，我们可以感受到说，他的尊严其实他们不尊重保罗。
And we can see here that they do not respect Paul.
在第四章第八节，他说：“你们已经满足了，已经丰富了，不需要我们自己做主了。我恨不得你们真做了主，让我可以跟你们一同做完。”
In verse 8, already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings, and would that you reign?So that we might share the rule with you.
保罗在这里的时候，他似乎告诉我们说：“哎，你们成长了，你们有翅膀了，你们可以飞了，你们觉得你们自己可以飞了。”
And Paul seems to be telling them that you have grown up, your wings have hardened, and you can fly now.
你们自己你们不再需，你们觉得你们不再需要我了，你们可以自主了。
And you feel that you do not need me anymore. You can be independent.
在这里的时候讲做王哈。
And here he mentions be kings.
在做王的时候，有一些的那个解释的时候，会从末世的那个千禧年做王来解释。
And in some commentaries, they may actually explain this as being kings.
我记得比较直接的那个看法是哈，跟上门有关，就是他们觉得他们自己哈可以自主。
So I think that the explanation is more direct just by the verses above that they are feeling that they are good enough and they can be independent and make decisions.
我们可以感受到哦，保罗当时的情形哦，就是他感觉在教会里面的时候，他已经不被看重，不被他的角色已经不在了。
So here we see that Paul has recognized that his role seems to be diminished in church.
他们要用他们自己的方式，他们的目标，他们的那个来建造教会。
They want to build their church according to their own goals with their own methods.
然后第九节的时候，他说：“我想神是把我们做使徒列在最后，好像定了死刑的人。”
Verse 9:14, God has exhibited us apostles as last of all.
然后最后的时候，我们成为了一台戏，然后给宇宙看，给天使和世人看。
Because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men.
有人本身解释在保罗是引用在当时罗马的那个打仗的时候他们的的一个情景。
Some explain that Paul actually described this according to the Roman battalion.
当罗马本身军队他们打胜仗的时候。他们就会开始成为一个行列然后就进那个罗马城。
When the Roman soldiers win a war, they will actually march into the city.
那些军队呢，他们就开始排列然后进入，然后大家都欢迎他们。
And the soldiers, the cavalry, will actually march in a certain manner, entering the city, and many will rejoice.
然后呢，他们的战利品呢？也印进了那个罗马城。
So their spoils of the war would actually be brought into.
最后的是那些俘虏然后他们就被锁链绑着，然后也跟着进到那个罗马城。
And last in the procession will be the prisoners of war.
保罗说，似乎我们他那时的感觉神好像把我们做使徒的所以他讲我们做使徒的，是当时他的感受是。教会的他们针对他的是他的使徒的那个身份。他说我像那个死囚一样摆在最后面。
So Paul was explaining how he felt like, when he described that as apostles, he felt that they were exhibited like prisoners of war at the end of the procession.
然后这些俘虏呢，有时最终是被杀。
And many of these slaves in the end they are actually killed.
有些是放在那个斗兽场跟那个野兽或者是跟那些勇士来打仗，成为一台戏。
And some of them will be placed in the Colosseums where they will have to fight battles with animals to survive.
我们从那个保罗这样的一个比喻的时候，你可以感受到当时那个保罗觉得自己在人的面前，在教会领袖面前像什么。
So from Paul's analogy, we can see how he feels among the Christians there.
是一个是被看清的一个对象。
Someone who is belittled.
然后在第十节开始的时候，他说他为耶稣基督的缘故，他似乎被看为那个愚笨、软弱、被轻视。
And because of Christ, they are fools. They are considered to be weak and of disrepute.
然后呢，他们又饥又渴，被挨打，没有栖身的地方，劳苦亲手做工，被咒骂，然后迫害，还有毁谤。
So they are hungry and thirsty, poorly dressed, often homeless as they labor and work with their own hands and persecuted.
最后他讲说，人还把我们当作是世上的垃圾，万物的渣滓。
And they are still considered scum of the world, refuse of all things.
我们不晓得这个人是否包括哥林多教会的那些的领袖或者是那些信徒们。
So we do not know if the leaders of the Corinthian church were included.
可是我们可以感受到说，保罗在那一间教会侍奉的时候，他那一种凄凉，我们可以很凄凉。
And we can actually look at or sympathize with Paul's plight when he actually serving in that church.
保罗在那种的情形里面的时候，他怎样持续呢？
How did Paul respond and continue in those situations?
其实如果当我们这样看这个的那个问题的时候，我们盼望找出一个比较问题解决的一个 的一个一个解答答案。
Even as we look at this situation, we want to troubleshoot and solve the problem.
或者是我们可以从保罗的生命里面的时候，找出一条比较容易走的路，我们可以这样胜过的。
And we hope to look at Paul's life and find an easier path that we can learn to actually be victorious.
可是，在整个的那个保罗所讲的时候，他没有给一个我们可以走一条容易的路。
But in his whole letter, Paul did not show us an easier way.
他只告诉我们说，忠于那个身份，坚守那个托付。
He only advises us to be faithful to our identity and to guard what is entrusted to each of us.
他提到他自己本身的身份，他是那个仆人，那个是神给他托付那个奥秘的那个管家。
He shared about his identity as servant of Christ, stewards of mysteries.
然后他本身带出说，既然他是仆人，他是管家，他本身要的是忠心。
So as a servant, as a steward, what is required of him is faithfulness.
然后第二点的时候，他谈到说，他说面对这种的论断的时候，他抓紧神是最终最终的那个审判者，那个公正的那个审判者。
So as he faced all these different criticism, he encouraged himself and reminded himself that God is the final judge.
然后所以因此呢，在他的那个侍奉里面的时候，他连自己本身也不论断自己。
So even himself, he does not judge himself.
有可能有一些东西的时候，他觉得自己做对的可能到最后的时候，神可能让他看到说，那个不是这样的。
Certain things that he might think he has done correctly or he's proud of might be not be approved by God.
然后他说，神是那个最终的那个主所以他能到审判的那个日子的时候，才真相才那个揭晓。
So because the Lord is the one who judges, it is only at the end when we will know the final outcome.
然后在那个第三点的时候，他说他怎样去面对呢？他问心无愧，他不自以为意。
So how he described how he will face all this, that he will not think of himself as righteous.
可见保罗他在那个侍奉里面的时候，他弄清楚，他抓清楚什么是根基，什么是他的方法。
So he is very sure of what is his foundation and his methods of building up.
当他面对这一些的挫折的时候，他到底怎样去回应？这是保罗觉得他自己问心无愧的。
And how he responds to all these challenges or trials, he feels that he is sure of.
可是他也不以自己本身是绝对，所以他不觉得自己以为意。
He knows that he will have no absolute say and he does not acquit himself.
然后到最后的时候，他也带出来说，他是以父的心来去服侍哥林多教会的信徒。
And he shares that he serves the Corinthian church with the heart of a father.
所以在经文里面的时候，他说，是把你们当作我的儿女一样的劝诫你们。
And he shares that he admonishes them as his beloved children.
他说在我们的那个生命里面的时候，神可能安排一些的人他们是启蒙教师或者是一些的那个监护人帮助你。
They may have countless guides in Christ to help them along their journey.
然后可是真正保罗在他们当中服侍的时候，他说我是以做父亲的那种心来去劝勉你。
I advise you and admonish you with a father's heart as a role, his role.
经文第十四节的上文到底讲什么？
What does the scripture say before verse 14?
它上面讲的是什么呢？是讲说你们自由了，你们成长了，你们可以觉得自己可以自主了。然后到最后的时候，我们在世人面前我们是被看为渣滓的。
So before this passage, verse 14, he's actually sharing that, oh, you've grown up and you are independent and can do what you want. And we as apostles are actually the scum of all things.
我们人当我们讲这些话的时候，我们可能是趁机来讽刺他们。
So when we say these things, it might be an irony that we want to remind the other party.
可是保罗讲说，我写这些话不是要叫你们心心羞愧。
But Paul says that he does not write these things to make them ashamed.
我是把你当作我的孩子我来劝诫你，来教导你。
It's because he takes them as his beloved children that he writes to them in strong words.
我们可以感受到说那个保罗在当时所面对的问题，到最终原因能让他持守的一个原因之一，原因是以他以父亲的心来对待 对待门那个他服侍的对象。
So in the midst of all his challenges, what kept him on his journey for Paul is actually his perspective that he is their father.
我们感谢神哦，因为神在这段经文里面提醒其实在我们侍奉里面，我们常常会面对不同的人的那个观点的看法。
We thank God because this reminds us, even as we serve, we may face many criticism.
我们总以为说在当我们求告神走神的路的时候，那走的一条路会比较容易，事实上并不一定。
Very often we think that because this is God's calling and what He wants us to do, that the journey will be blessed, but this is not true.
我们走继续走，问题还是在，可是能让我们继续的是因为那个呼召，那个委身。
Even as we journey along, the problems and the challenges will still be there, but what keeps us on the journey is God's calling.
这个图他讲说，若不委身于基督，就不是真正的基督徒。
So in this cartoon, we are reminded that if we are not committed to Christ, then we are not true Christians at all.
在那个在圣经里面的时候，如果讲说若不委身于基督，就不是基督徒，不是那个基督徒的话，那么我们觉得，不是的，因为很多基督徒他们不委身，可是他们还是基督徒，得救的基督徒。
So if we look at this and we think that if we are not committed, then we are not true Christians. We might find many scenarios where ordinary Christians are not fully committed.
所以很多基督徒其实他们不委身。
We see many examples.
可是当神呼召我们的时候，他就是一个要我们委身。
But when God calls us, He actually wants us to be committed.
所以真正委身于基督的人才是真正的基督徒。
So Christians who have truly committed and they are the true Christians.
是神真正要的基督徒。
Whom God is pleased with.
盼望在今天早上这个总结能成为我们大家的一个勉励。
I hope that this will be an encouragement to everyone.
当我们进入新的一年的时候，让我们生命里面的时候也向神做一个立志。我们盼望新的开始有新的立志，就是开始委身于基督。
As we go into the new year, I hope that this will be our very own resolution that we will want to be committed to Christ.
有好一些的事情本身就开始进到你的生命里面，可是当你本身做那个反省决定的时候，你要小心谨慎。
There are many things that are fighting for your attention, even at the beginning of the year. But as you reflect and think, please consider this.
按着神对给你的本身的呼召，按着神给你本身的托付和田地的时候，选择你要怎样的生活，怎样的服事。
According to your calling, according to what God has entrusted with you, your building and your field, to prioritize how you would spend the rest of your year.
可是更最重要的背后就是那个生命本身是委身基督的一个生命。
But the more important thing that behind all these activities and deeds and decisions is a life that is committed.
我们自己为自己做一个祷告，过后我做一个结束祷告。
Let us pray for ourselves and I will close.
天父，我们谢谢你，你选召我们。
Father Lord, we thank you. You have called us.
你给我们新的生命，丰盛的生命。
You have given us a new and abundant life.
丰盛的生命，新的生命是从那个委身于基督开始。
This abundant and new life starts from the time we are committed to you.
我们求你给我们一个心智，就是在新的一年，我们在委身基督这一方面的时候，往我们扎根。
We ask of you that you help us to be resolute as we decide to commit to you.
我们求主你在我们接下来的那个一个星期几天里面的时候去反省思考我们到底要怎样的来生活。
Father Lord, in the next few days, help us to reflect, Father, how we need to live and make decisions.
很多东西我们需要做，可是很多东西的时候，其实有一些东西是最重要的。
There are many things to do and complete, but some are more important than others.
所以求主你帮助我们，真的是了解那个你给我们的房屋和田地。
So Lord, help us to understand the field and the building that you have given to each of us.
让我们在有限的那个时间里面的时候，我们能做最好的一个决策。
That with our limited time, we can make good decisions on what to do.
可是最重要的就是我们内心里面的时候，我们应该有一个心智，那个心智愿意委身于你。
But the most important thing we ask, Lord, that in our hearts that we will commit to you.
改变和行动是从那个心智开始。
The change in our behavior, in our words, actually starts from what is within us.
我们求主你真的是帮助我们，让我们在生命里面不断的更新。
Lord, we seek your help in renewing our lives.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.